Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
They gave me the name UnPC. It means I can act a fool and get away with it.
If you're going to throw shade, at least don't be part of the tree.
Enough said.
Tyrus, host of Fox Nation's UnPC. Go subscribe to Fox Nation now, but of course you already have. Also, Fox News contributor Tyrus, thanks for joining us. Happy Thursday.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So when you're watching these Democratic candidates, we get a new one almost every week right now. What is your reaction to, you know, the Betos of the world and this Hickenlooper story? And we're trying to find out who these people are. It's more about them as individuals right now, it seems, than substance in some cases.
Yeah, I think, again, they're trying to force the issue. The only way you get to know somebody is over time and consistency and seeing where their head's at, where they're at, putting on shows and telling forced stories. Look, I'm a storyteller. And if you have a lot of pauses and umps and ums when you're telling a story, it's forced. I didn't need to know that he went to go see Deep Throat with his mom. And I hope the follow-up story was that once we figured out what it was, we left. Because I think in certain circles...
No, they didn't. They stayed.
That's watching
weird
with your mom, I think, is illegal in a lot of places and public settings. I don't know. I'm a better person for not knowing that story. I don't know how that makes me want to vote for him, because it just shows that he's really unable to make a bad situation better. I guess that's the only thing that I learned from that situation.
You need to know when to remove yourself.
Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't have the skill set to get out of that situation. I'm telling you, short of self-harm, and possibly would have resorted to self-harm before I would have walked into a movie called Deep Throat with my mom. I literally would have drove the car through the garage and be like, oh no, we got an accident. Can't go to the movies. Like, I would vote for that guy. That guy's like, yeah, I'd be damned. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we're in a tough spot, I'll do whatever is necessary to get out of it. That's relatable. That's a fun story. I like that guy. This guy, I think, is a creep now.
Yeah. I heard that, and I just, you know, much like you said, it was like, how is this public knowledge now? Why wouldn't this be like the top of the list of things you don't want to come out and
not
research?
Really bad Thanksgiving story that only they're laughing at.
Yeah.
And everyone else in the room is kind of going, oh, yeah, that's great. Like, it's the uncomfortable silence, and I'm pretty sure, just like in the town hall, he didn't know how to end the story either. Like, the awkward telling it and the shock laugh, because the crowd was, there might have been some laugh signs.
Yeah.
Again, and it has nothing to do with Democrat, Republican at all. It just has to do with just listening to this person. I won't ever get, just me as a independent voter with conservative Republican ties, I never would have got past that story to get into what his policy is, because now I think he's a creep.
Yep.
Like, they're trying to force, look at me, I'm cool. Here's the problem. They're trying to beat Donald Trump at his game, and you can't do it.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday, Tyrus, because I think you're touching on something that's so important. When you look at all of these candidates trying to be as relatable and normal, which I personally don't want a normal guy being president. I want someone who's like super duper brilliant. Donald Trump doesn't really do anything to normalize himself or try to be relatable. He just in some ways actually is, but he's pretty elite and he loves the fact that he's elite. When you see the like nitty gritty down and dirty primary, you know, going to Iowa and going to New Hampshire and these, you know, Kirsten Gillibrand, you should challenge her to a weightlifting competition. I don't know if you saw that.
No, and I did see that, and I talked about it on Outnumbered today.
What is that?
Her form was terrible. You got to get lower. She wasn't bringing the elbows low enough. Like, if you do that lift, you got to get lower. So my advice would be a little less weight so you can get the full lift. But that goes back to the thing. If you cannot do the mechanics, if you cannot do things the right way, you're always going to do things the wrong way, and it's going to be a slow, awkward process. So just the way she was lifting the weights was the same way that she's running for stuff. And I the only thing I did applaud her for, the T-shirt was great. You got to be able to make fun of yourself. But I don't know if it was too soon.
Yeah. Well, so...
you know, like, again, you can't force... I'll give, you know, I don't want to bash here, but, like, AOC, her singing and dancing in the kitchen on Instagram, that was pretty much a picture of who she is. If you were into that, it's easy to for her to be likable because she's just doing something that she normally would do. She's obviously not the first time she's ever been on the gram, and social media is obviously something that she's comfortable with. When people who don't use social media at all try to force to show that they're likable on social media, it looks awkward. Of course, Mrs. Warren is the standard, the poster child for the whisper beer and thanking her husband for being in the home that he should have been in anyways.
The whisper
so
beer.
I think I'm gonna have a beer. You always, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
I'm sure she has great policies, but again, when you put that stuff out there, that's what sticks in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whisper beer.
Yeah, let's talk about Beto's hand gestures and his willingness to be out there and basically, even in his own words, suggesting that he's going to his campaign is going to be based on the ambitions and aspirations of the people who come together with him. He's not out there on policy very much. We don't know a whole lot of what presidential candidate Beto wants to see happen. Do you take this guy seriously?
No, I don't. It's too early. Remember, I believe Jeb Bush was running away with it in the early beginning part of the Republican primary. So, again, who starts it is going to be finishing it. And honestly, I think Kamala Harris has the inside straight because she's actually about policy and stuff. I think the mainstream media is trying to build this Kennedy love affair with O'Rourke, but I don't know if he's that guy yet.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that there, whenever, and this is the mistake of the left, they're trying to shove a candidate down your throat instead of letting the American people pick a candidate. So they'll go after Biden because they're afraid of Biden. They'll go after Bernie. They'll leak all kinds of stories. They won't check if they'll get Donald Trump treatment because that's not who they want. This is the guy that they want. And if he doesn't live up to it, you know, they'll actually waste so much time destroying Democrats because they want him in it. Like, even the record-breaking money raising, that's not actually accurate. That was money coming back from the DNC. Like, it amazes me how the thing about having a transparent president and Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, he's transparent. You see moves as they're happening. You see engagements as they're going down. We're seeing more of how government works in this. And so now we're able to look at things and be like, wow, I see what they're doing there. Like, this is ridiculous. The media has, especially CNN, has to push that. These presidential town halls are being set up by the network because I don't know if they set them up, if they did rallies on their own, that they would have the numbers that would warrant TV coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's too early. And we just have to let this as much as they don't want to follow the process, they want to ordain this white knight to come get evil Darth Vader, President Trump. And it's just, I don't know if they have found the guy or a woman yet to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many more people get in the campaign and how many people drop out over the course of time. Donald Trump, we've got a Facebook poll up on our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/AndyFryShow. The question is, should President Trump stop talking about John McCain? We've got over 400 votes right now, and 60% of the people say that he should stop talking about John McCain. Which
I think he should, too.
I think it's interesting to be able to ask our listeners that and to get, you know, I'm a conservative talk radio show host. These people still support this president. This isn't, you know, a disqualifier for supporting the president, but
no,
they think he should stop.
No, it's literally, no, and it's not. This is water under the bridge, and, you know, I've had a lot of rivals and nemesis in my life in football and wrestling, and whenever a nemesis goes down or, you know, it gets an injury or can't compete anymore, or in this case has passed away, you got to kind of just let it die there. I understand he's upset over findings and on the dossier, and he wasn't particularly excited the way that Senator McCain handled it. But if you're going to attack him, then attack him based off that. His stuff became very personal, and I just think that it's not a good look in terms of, like, I don't like it because I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did what he did, but in the scheme of things, it'll blow over. And ironically, I'm sure if John McCain, wherever he is looking down and listening, he'd probably laugh and get a big kick out of the fact that he's still
in the news.
He's still sticking it to the president.
Like, yeah.
I wish that he wouldn't do those things. And honestly, I at some point I'm like, okay, you don't like him, big deal, get over it, move on. You're the president. You're not a 13-year-old mad at your best friend. So you're talking trash on Facebook. Like, let it go. You don't need it. I'm biased because I respect the office of our president. I'm good with his policies, and I have an affection for John McCain. I liked his story. I read his book. And I watched his documentary, and I actually ate a hot dog with him at an NBA game in Phoenix. So,
yeah.
I don't think you should ever speak ill of the dead.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
It's punching down. That's the way I see it. And Trump doesn't need to do it. There's other stuff to talk about. Do you follow the NCAA tournament? Are you a basketball player?
Yeah, I do. I just don't write. I don't do the brackets anymore because they just end up looking like murders of pencil
too much red
out and just throwing stuff around. And
do you have a team?
Actually cheating in front of myself is probably the worst part of me, is that I will literally circle one team and then put an X through it with the initial and circle the other team, knowing that I didn't do that because do I have a college team? I watch the game and I enjoy the game. I think Duke has the inside straight, but I'm always kind of see what happens with Gonzaga. They're always kind of in it. They're like they never really quite get there. But I love the upsets. I love the Butlers of the world. I love the small schools that I like the schools that shock everybody. And it comes down to the game, and it's purist. And I always watch the tournament, and I usually find a place to watch the final game, or at least the final four, as much as I can on my work schedule. But
yeah,
it's always a fun, exciting time in the country when we have a fun sporting event going down, because it kind of takes the heat off the other stuff.
Do you like do you like the fact that they're college kids and not pro athletes? Does that make a difference to you?
Yeah, because the game's slower. The game's more about playing as a team. They can actually play defense, where in the NBA they've waxed the defenders can't do anything anymore. So it's a different game. There's more passion in it. It's always exciting to see a kid, not necessarily the biggest star on the team, the guy coming off the bench who hits a game-winning three-point shot or a tying shot that you never heard of before, and seeing that hey, he's having a great moment. Because the reality is that most of those kids will never see the NBA court. So you might see some great defining moments in amateur sports. That's awesome. And you see that, and it's an inspiration to your kids. And it's nice to see not everything is about, although I wish – I wish the kids could make money off their names and sell their jerseys. Hopefully we get that done. But it's different. It's fun, and you enjoy it. I like college football, college basketball, college hockey, baseball, World Series. Like, I'm a sports fan. I enjoy it, and I love seeing kids do amazing things.
Well, we are pulling hard for our St. Louis Billikens, who made it in through the conference tournament.
Yeah.
Real excited to watch them. They've got a tough draw, but it's doable. So the St. Louis Billiken mascot did win the dunk and 3-point contest on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. So we were thinking,
so you know what,
that means
stars
something.
In alignment. You know, because at the end of the day, it's whoever puts the ball in the hoop the most wins.
Amen.
So.
All right. Well, Tyrus, host of Fox Nation's UnPC and a Fox News contributor, your jacket was spot on Outnumbered today. As you are, we appreciate it always. Thanks for coming
on. My vintage man jacket.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Good to talk to you, Tyrus. Bye-bye. On Twitter, at Planet Tyrus. Go follow him there as well. And check out Fox Nation. If you haven't checked it out, you can go to foxnation.com right now. Just tons and tons of really interesting content available for you. Brian Kilmeade is a contributor to that as well. I think you'd be pleased to go check it out. FoxNation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.